Last month, the School District of Philadelphia ended its contract with a private school for emotionally disturbed students. This seemingly innocuous decision set off a debate over how to educate some of the city's most vulnerable kids. Special education advocates say the students should be reintegrated into public schools. Some parents aren't so sure. What follows is a story about integration and segregation. But in this case, as WHYY's Avi Wolfman-Arendt learned, those who've been segregated are the ones trying to keep it that way.
13 has been a hellish year for Kayla Hinton. In November, a man shot and killed one of her closest friends just steps from her home in Kensington. In May, her father died of a heart attack. And in the months between, she's battled suicidal thoughts.
It's been pretty depressing. I've been having to go in and out of hospitals. It's just been crazy.
Though the last year has been especially devastating, Kayla is no stranger to setbacks. She suffers from ADHD and a mood disorder called DMDD. In school, she struggles to focus and follow directions. And when she was younger, she would spring out of her seat spontaneously and walk around the class.
I felt like I was a weird person. Like, because nobody else would do that. I'd be the only one getting up. So I felt like depressed because people would look at me some type of way. Like I was like a creature or something.
Since moving to Philadelphia in 2013, Kayla has been in three different schools. Each one was supposed to be a better fit for students like her, students who need what's known as emotional support. So far, says her mother, Catherine Artuzo, the district's programs simply haven't worked.
I just feel as though, in my opinion, that my daughter would be way better off in an approved private school just because of the simple fact the school district has let me down multiple times already.
This isn't a unique request. When the district can't serve a special needs student, it pays for that student to attend a specialized private school. There are about 1,500 cases of this in Philly, but that number could start to drop. The district is creating new in-house programs for students with extreme needs. They're like private schools inside public ones. Earlier this month, the district started a new program for emotional support students like Kayla. And it did so because of major problems at one of these private providers, Wordsworth Academy.
Philadelphia police are investigating the death last night of a 17-year-old male resident of the Wordsworth Academy.
In October, a child at one of the nonprofit's residential treatment facilities in Philadelphia died after a scuffle with a staff member. In late June, Wordsworth filed for bankruptcy. That same month, the School District of Philadelphia said it would no longer send children to a day school run by the organization in Fort Washington, Pennsylvania. For many, it was a common sense move, but not for Francesca Castelli.
Just for me to think that he don't gonna be in this school anymore, this is, I don't know, just thinking that my son can be in a bad situation, this is really putting me out of control.
Castelli's son, James, is one of about 100 Philadelphia students who attended the Wordsworth Day School in Fort Washington. The school is primarily for students with emotional disturbance. James has autism and a chromosomal disorder called microdeletion. He rarely speaks and is prone to outbursts.
My son can don't talk. My son cannot tell me who's hurting him, who is doing something wrong to him. This is like my main concern, and this is like the most stress that I carry in my life.
Advocates and officials want to bring high-needs students like James back into the district, for their own good, they say. But some parents, like Castelli, can't stand the thought.
No public school anymore. He needs to be in a private school that they know to handle my son need, you know, that they know to work with, you know. It's not easy to work with my son.
Lots of kids who end up in private placements like Wordsworth struggled in regular classroom settings, and the idea of giving public school another shot scares their families.
The worst case scenario would be he would be put into a regular school.
That's Harriet Glassy. Her grandson, Charles Kane, started at Wordsworth 2 years ago, and she says he has blossomed there.
And if he's put in a regular school, he's going to start up again with the fights and the arguments, and he's not going to learn anything. He's going to graduate school knowing nothing. Nothing at all.
Now, district officials have good reasons for trying to reintegrate students like James, Kayla, and Charles. There's years of research showing special ed students do better when they're mixed into regular classrooms. And in light of that, some special education advocates say the district's plan to create new in-house programs doesn't go far enough.
Inclusion does not mean a separate setting within the school district.
This is Mara McInerney of the Education Law Center at a recent School Reform Commission hearing.
It means placing students with disabilities in general education classes, but incorporating fundamental changes in the way school communities support students.
McInerney and others say special ed students shouldn't just be placed in district-run schools for special needs. They should be placed in neighborhood schools and given the support needed to thrive there. But other experts warn the concept of inclusion or integration doesn't work in every case. Plus, a lot of parents like Harriet Glassy swear by the seclusion model. They're deeply skeptical of a public system they believe has failed them.
It's not going to work. Not for him. Not for my grandson. He needs the one-on-one, and he needs the smaller classrooms. Because if you put him in a big classroom, he's just one of the kids, and he gets lost.
The school district here is caught in the middle. It's got to balance the calls of advocates with the wishes of parents who prefer sheltered private schools. And sometimes that preference is remarkably strong. Castelli has already started to develop a contingency plan back in her native Dominican Republic if James can't stay at a school like Wordsworth.
I'm going to send him back to my country that my family take care of him, because just I'm trying to protect my son.
Talk about integration all you want, but Castelli says she knows what works for James. Avi Wolfman-Arendt, WHYY News.